The video ended. Guy turned off the TV. He seemed a little annoyed at my disappointed tone of voice. "Let me get this completely clear," I said. "What I just saw was level one." "Right," said Guy. "The goat was attached to the life force of the man off-screen." "And if you carry that further," I said, "to level two, the goat will drop or fall or topple over or tumble." "Yes," said Guy. "So the hamster was level two," I asked. "Right," said Guy. "And if you go even further than that, the goat or the hamster will die." "Yes." Guy paused. "But level one is high," he said. "Hey, level one is high." "Does it hurt to be the recipient of level one?" I asked. "No," said Guy. "Guy," I said recklessly, "will you freeze me?" There was a silence. "Not this time," said Guy softly. "When you come back, I will. This time my wife said no. She said, 'You don't know this person,' which is true. She said, 'Don't do anything this time.' She said, 'I have too much trust in everybody.' And I do. I do. I do." My day with the Savellis was over, so I thanked them and got ready to leave. It was then that Guy gently tapped my shoulder and said, "There's something you should know." "Hmm?" I said. And he told me. And then it all made sense. The profound sigh I had heard down the phone when I'd first called Guy, the shock on everyone's face when I saw the snapshot of the goat being karate chopped to death in a frozen field, Bradley's constant filming of me. Guy told me everything, and when he finished explaining, I said, "Oh my God." Guy nodded. "Bloody hell," I said. "Really?" "Really," said Guy. "Jesus," I said.